We have the privilege this afternoon to have Ryan Smith with us from Wilberforce Academy in connection with their 2025 and what's happening. Ryan, good afternoon, and you are so welcome on Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so very much. I'm glad to be on.
Thanks so much, Ryan. Tell us all about, before we get into every detail, what is it all about at Wilberforce Academy?
Yeah, so Johan, the Wilberforce Academy is a training program in the practical application of a biblical worldview in all areas of life. So not only in the private sphere, where we find it reasonably easy, I think, to live out our faith and be committed to Jesus as Lord of our lives, but also in the more public spaces or areas of our lives. So, you know, people who are students at the university these days, which is becoming really a philosophically and ideologically challenging space, but so too the workspace for people who are already working, and the same for all of us who engage socially, whether that's on media platforms or with people in our community, and then also obviously politically, which is always a contested space in life.
I want to ask you, Ryan, just to step back in history, the legacy of the William Wilberforce legacy and the story in history, going back to way back even in the 1700s. And if you could just briefly tell us the story of the history of this wonderful academy and what John Newton said to William Wilberforce way back in 1785.
Yeah, it was around that time. So I think that's really strikes to the heart of what the academy is all about. The life of William Wilberforce being really an example of how a transformed life can lead to a transformed community, and in some cases, as in Wilberforce's case, a transformed nation and the world to an extent, because Wilberforce didn't grow up as a believer, but through friends and people who he studied with, he became a believer early in his 20s. By that time, he was already a member of parliament in the House of Parliament in the UK, in the England in those days. And so when he became a follower of Christ, he had this existential crisis wondering, should he go into the full-time clerical ministry, or what should he do with his life? And so he reached out to a mentor, a spiritual leader in his life, John Newton, who was the one who actually composed the well-known hymn Amazing Grace. And Newton, having been an owner and a sort of someone who was on a slave ship at another part of his life, he actually then persuaded William Wilberforce to not give up a public life and retreat into the more private sphere of a clergyman, but to actually live out his faith in Parliament in that really public environment. And the history speaks for itself, where William Wilberforce took that calling of God on his life seriously, and he over decades, he battled the British slave trade, which then eventually, I think, after 18 years, they defeated in Parliament. So the transatlantic slave trade to the West Indies was made illegal in Britain. And then obviously it was another, I think, 16 years later in 1833, when the keeping of slaves was abolished throughout the whole of the British Empire, which then, of course, would have impacted South Africa also from 1834. So there's a beautiful legacy, which is not only an English legacy, but it had a profound effect on the continent and the nations and peoples of Africa, especially obviously on the western border of Africa. So that is the history.
You know, if you just listen to the history you just told us and think of the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of Christ as part of a kingdom community surrendering and coming to follow the Lord in all the spheres of life. And it continues until today by playing a role in equipping generations of Christian leaders in public life.
That's right.
How do you do it?
Yeah, so I think the beauty of the Wilberforce Academy is that people coming together from all spheres of life and, you know, from a vast range of vocations, and we have a select number of vocations that we really focus in on more, because our faculty or our speaker group, they come from specific areas of work, whether that be professional areas or education, the academia, even from the business world and ministry and so on. And then, you know, we have a program that runs from the morning until evening, basically, throughout our residential week. And the Academy really kicks off with this week in January, and next year, which will run from the 19th until the 24th of January. And so we come together to worship the Lord, to have daily corporate devotion. And then our faculty, our speakers, they address the group on their walk with the Lord, but also the truths that the Lord has revealed to them from the Word, and that and those things that they've been challenged on and that they live through in their work life every day. And I think there's something really authentic and striking about that. There's a lot of depth in it. It's very real. And then each day is basically concluded with about an hour and a half discussion group time where, you know, you would come together in your vocational areas, whether that's law or politics or business, education, healthcare, whatever it may be. And then you'll think through, talk through the day's content to really ask, so how does that lead me to make changes? Is Lord asking me to do things differently, to think differently, to connect differently with people who are either believers or non-believers in my workspace or at university with me? So it is really that practical, you know, at the end. But it starts also with the Word of God and the theology underlying our engagement in the world around us.
So that's the third annual Academy Week in January, coming in 2025, 19 to 24 of January. And we'll get to the details later on this afternoon. But I want to ask you, you also, when you come together with the other kingdom-minded culture makers, as you say, in their different vocational spheres, network together, you also write prophetic songs. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I think that's one practical example of the kind of, consequences that flow from people coming together and seeking the Lord. And so a specific example was one of our delegates in our 2024 cohort. A lady that I've known for a number of years, Karine Duval, she runs a ministry called Join Bands, Not Gangs. And she was inspired by one of the talks by one of the speakers, John Matusle, who's a pastor in South Africa. And while she was in that session, the Holy Spirit really inspired her to write a song. And this song then over time got edited, and other people worked on the lyrics and all the rest of it, and was then recorded and produced as a professional song. And I think it's called Wake Up Africa, and it's I think it's available on most platforms. So those are the kind of beautiful things that flow from people, you know, coming together and asking, Lord, so what does it mean for your kingdom to come in me or through me with the skills and the giftings that you've given me?
Ryan, I want to ask you, in these days we are living with a government of national unity.
That's right.
I just read it in the news earlier today. Pretoria, Tswane has got its own problems with the political uncertainty.
Yes.
You've got the uncertainty in the national government of unity, etc., etc., etc. It goes down right to the municipalities of rural areas, little dorpies all around the country, and the big metros. How would you say can people be ministered into Holy Spirit power and Christ Jesus' grace and love of God to be practical in the situation in South Africa, in the education sphere, in the healthcare sphere, in the media, in the law, the politics, the public service, the science, the technology, the engineering, the mathematics, whatever it may be, business, economics, finance, what would you say?
So I think the danger there, Johan, is always is that when the big issues of the day challenge us, as they do, that we would turn to ourselves. That is the greatest danger. And I would say the first thing for us to do is to look up, basically, to remind ourselves of who Jesus is, who our God is. Jesus is the one who says that all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And he calls us to go out and make disciples. Part of making a disciple is being a disciple. So living as someone for whom Jesus is truly Lord in their lives. And that leads to a different kind of way that we engage in the world. We become less anxious. We become more hopeful. As we seek the Lord, I believe his plans and his ways are always going to be the best for society, not only for his children, but also for everyone else, for the whole of his creation and every person in it. And that is not only an individual task. I believe that is a collective task for the church. So we are called as the body of Christ to seek the Lord for these answers. And they are there, and a lot of it is in the Bible, in the Word itself. And a lot of the principles, if we seek it out and we apply it to the current situation, there's a lot of wisdom in how that will bring change and transformation for every area of life.
Sarah Giles, a master's degree political science student and co-founder of Voter Voice South Africa, shared her experience. I just want to read it quickly. She said, after she attended one of these wonderful sessions, the Wilberforce Academy was one of the most life-changing experiences for me, she says. My greatest takeaway that I truly profess to know Jesus Christ. He must be evident in every area of my life, especially in the work I do. I'm meeting so many heroes of faith who have stood for truth, justice, righteousness in our country was incredibly encouraging. What a testimony. Now it's open, and applications is now open for next year, 19 to 24 January 2025, and the closing date is the 10th of November. Where can our listeners go to give their applications?
Yes, so everything is on our website, so I'll just give the website quickly. It's wilberforceacademy.org.za. So that will be the place to go if you would like to apply to become part of this experience and also join this community going forward.
I do repeat, it's www.wilberforceacademy, all one word, wilberforceacademy.org.za.